Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. Yesterday I killed my third priest in a month. The first time it scared me. The second time I had no feelings at all. The third time I actually began to like it.
I'm not really a priest, son. I'm just cleaning the confessional.
This is called Thanksgiving in the Kitchen.
You look great in that dress, Marion. Really sexy. I was thinking if God forbid something ever happened to Joe and Estelle, I'd sure like to spend some time with you.
I feel the same way about you, Bart.
Really? Look, maybe we wouldn't have to wait for something to happen to Joe and Estelle. What do you think?
This one is called Walk, Don't Walk.
I heard Phil Hanley died. What happened?
It's the strangest thing. He was walking down Fifth Avenue on his way to Times Square. He took a right at 42nd Street and headed over to Broadway. He was just strolling along, minding his own business, when suddenly a big chunk of concrete fell on him and crushed him to death.
Jesus, what a way to go.
I know. I would have taken a right at 50th Street, gone over to Broadway, and then headed down to Times Square.
Uncle Lochinvar, although a moral vegetarian who only ate meat if the animal had died in its sleep, once punched out his twin daughters because they wouldn't lend him 15 cents. He could speak 7 languages, but unfortunately he was disliked in all those countries. His hobby was visiting cemeteries in poor areas and guessing which people had had the worst lives. He fell in love with a fish dentist named Chiquita, and a week later she died from using infected toilet paper while watching a TV show called Progress in Medicine. Inconsolable, Lochinvar, after composing his own epitaph, believe me, I wasn't a schmuck, died as part of a group enema suicide pact. Uncle Sherlock was a proctologist's mate in the Navy who fought in Korea and the Philippines. Unfortunately, it was just last year, and he was jailed in both countries. He was the only man ever brought before the world court for unpaid parking tickets. His personal checks did not depict nature scenes. They showed animal euthanasia and the Allied firebombing of Dresden. During a bungee jump, he fell in love with a Dutch courtroom artist, and they were married in a windmill the next day during a relative calm. They drifted apart when he realized that all she wanted to do was sit for hours and listen to skiing on the radio. Later, he moved to Milan and was killed when a riot broke out at the La Scala candy counter during the second act of Rigoletto. Uncle Dagwood was a fun guy. He once claimed the most difficult thing he ever did was to take a shit in a phone booth without removing his overcoat. He met his wife, Spatula, at a UFO convention where she was conducting a basketball clinic for abductees. The instant they met, Dagwood knew she was his kind of woman. She had peach preserves in her hair and brown gravy caked on her neck. Spatula worked for years as an unregistered nurse and eventually ran off with an ironmonger. She and her new lover, Rolf, died in a blimp fire over Newfoundland, and Dagwood was killed in a barca lounger having rough sex with a Norwegian fisherman. Uncle Lucifer was my most interesting uncle. He was an elk hunter, but he wouldn't kill the elk. Instead, he would chase it down, knock it to the ground, and suck all the gristle out of its neck through a Donald Duck straw. He was fun to be with. He could eat a whole bowl of alphabet soup and then vomit up the vowels and consonants separately. His hobby was attending reunions of groups he never belonged to and pretending to be people who were long dead. Till the end of his days, Lucifer remained bitter that when he was a boy, there had been no seedless red grapes. He died in an Indiana furniture outlet when he was torn to pieces by a pack of cape-hunting dogs. Child care tip. Never use a hammer to smooth out the lumps on a newborn baby's head. Instead, wrap a soft, clean cloth around a 10-inch length of wood and pound each lump repeatedly until the larger ones are gone and the area is smooth. Follow up by rubbing vigorously with a wire brush. Remember, never use a hammer on a child of any age, especially an infant.